I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. New York has the subway, London has the tube, Atlanta has MARTA. But Atlanta's public transportation system, some say, is a little difficult for everyone to access.
One new grassroots movement trying to change that is calling itself the MARTA Army. Simon Barraby and Harshith J.R. are two of its founders. They join us in the studio. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure.
Simon, let's start with you. What is the MARTA Army? How many folks are you, and how'd you get started?
Well, the MARTA Army is a grassroots organization committed to improving the ridership aboard MARTA. So we're young transit nerds. Essentially, we don't have cars, we ride MARTA, and we really feel the need to have a good public transportation system. MARTA is doing great. They recently increased their frequency, but it's still not a world-class transit system. It still doesn't go everywhere, and that's what we need.
But is that a MARTA problem or a political problem? I mean, MARTA has a long history of trying to get more funding, expand, and it now has expansion plans going, but these ideas have been kicking around for a long time, and they've run into problems, political and otherwise. So, Harshith, let's turn to you.
Cool.
What would you say to people who say, look, MARTA would be glad to do what you'd like it to do if it could get the political and economic support to do it?
MARTA would be glad to do a lot of things. MARTA has a lot of challenges that other systems like the tube or the New York subway doesn't have. MARTA serves a different kind of geography. It serves a different kind of population. It has a different funding situation. It's doing what it can. It's doing the best it can in its situation. But there's a lot of small things that can be done, which MARTA either doesn't have the funds to do, or it's just too time-intensive, resource-intensive for them to pick up because it's a bigger geographical region. That's where MARTA Army comes in. We have a lot of soldiers who are distributed, so spread across this region. If everyone can do a small piece across this huge area, it can improve this transit situation visibly and noticeably without much effort on MARTA's part.
Because part of the problem is that the Atlanta region has such fragmented political institutions that it's very difficult for anybody individually to make a change that we need. And we're talking about building a line that will cost billions of dollars to really significantly improve the transit system.
Simon, I want to pick up on something because you are a transportation PhD student at Georgia Tech.
Well, I was saying transit nerd, but okay. That's another way to put it.
Okay, but so... You mentioned a world-class transit system. Define a world-class transit system. Then.
Well, I'm from Paris. I can go anywhere in my city within 20 minutes. Within one connection, I'll get into the subway. I'll know that there'll be a train within a few minutes, and I'll just be on my way. I can read in the subway, and I'm never stuck in traffic. I think that's the kind of thing that Atlanta needs, to be really connected, to have a strong connection between the neighborhoods.
I think that what you're saying is probably not foreign to MARTA officials. And Harshith, I'll bring you in here because you're talking about this MARTA Army. So give me an example of what you all could possibly do to help MARTA.
Good point. What we are doing right now is an example of how we can do small things across a large area. So bus stops are the gateway into the MARTA system for the most part, apart from the train stations, of course. But however, most of our bus stations are pretty much a pole on the sidewalk with a sign on it. It a lot of times blends into the background. It doesn't give you a lot of information. It doesn't add aesthetic to the neighborhood either. So the first thing that we're doing is making it more informational. We're calling this the Operation Timely Trip. You know, we're an army. We have operations and all. Yeah. So, yep, this is the
operation. Operations?
This is Operation Timely Trip. So what we're doing is we're signing up soldiers, not volunteers, soldiers, yeah, army. So we're signing up soldiers, and everyone gets to adopt one or more bus stops. And what we do is print out a bus schedule for each of those stops and give them out. It's kind of a weatherproof bus sign that you can put on the stop, and it helps everyone. A lot of our soldiers actually choose not to adopt the bus stop that's right outside their house, but maybe one block away that's being used by a lot more people. Because we're going after the people who actually have the drive to improve their community, and that's how we're doing it. That's our first operation.
Well, there are bus stops right outside my neighborhood, for instance. So if you were to show up at the little pole there, would you be trying, Simon, to put something on the pole, and then would you have to go through MARTA to do it? In other words, how well are you working with MARTA here, and have you gotten some of these schedules or what have you put up there?
Well, first off, we're not putting schedules up. I put one in front of my house because it's a bus stop that I adopted, but we're really giving the opportunity to people to adopt their own bus stop. Mm-hmm. Now, MARTA's been extremely supportive since the beginning of this process. They gave us the authorization to use their logo. Keith Parker, MARTA CEO, introduced us at transportation camp on Saturday, and they bought us a laminating machine that's just this huge, awesome thing with buttons everywhere. And so this weekend, we had our kickoff event at Georgia Tech Transportation Camp, where transportation nerds from all around the region came together to talk about transportation in an informal setting. And there we exposed our projects and had people adopt bus stops. 50 people adopted bus stops. Then the next day, we went to Streets Alive on Highland and Monroe, I think, Boulevard, mm-hmm. on Boulevard, and we signed up 50 people again. And there's a great interest in what we're doing, and we're seeing a lot of support.
A lot of these plans, though, let's say MARTA says, okay, we're going to be able to do some of the things we want to do, but we have to pay for it. So Hirschfeld may come to you. Suppose they say, okay, we're going to have to raise the fares to do it. What would you think?
I would think that if MARTA is supposed to take a decision like that, it's much more than just, you know, MARTA is raising funds to do A or B. There's definitely more factors than that. I would trust MARTA. I mean, I've spoken to some of the leadership there, and from the MARTA CEO's presentation at the transportation camp, I definitely think they have the right approach towards building a world-class organization. I, for one, would trust it.
So we're essentially although we're completely independent from MARTA, we're MARTA's special operations guerrilla force. We're able to act quickly, we're able to act cheaply, we're able to do things flexibly, and so we can try things out for MARTA. For example, Operation Timely Trip is something that MARTA is planning to do anyways. They're going to change the bus stops, they're going to put schedules on them, but it's going to take them years and millions of dollars to do it. We can do it overnight. We can let them know about how it went. We can let them know about some best practice and help them and support them in their effort.
One of the challenges for not just MARTA, but for any public transportation system is perception. And the perception that MARTA is not safe or something will be happen, or even people say, look, if MARTA came right outside my door, I'd be happy. But what are you all doing to help change the perception about riding MARTA for people that are still like, I don't know?
You want to take a look?
Sure. So what we're doing is we're engaging the entire region to help improve MARTA. And so that, I think, can really change the perception when you have just young people come to communities that have been riding MARTA for years, but that still don't really see the same improvements that you have in Midtown and Downtown, and people come in and help improve MARTA, I think that makes a very strong impact. And so we've partnered with the Latin American Association on Buford Highway, with the city of East Point, with student groups at Georgia Tech, at Georgia State, and we're forming local partnerships to engage the communities. And so by uplifting the entire region simultaneously, we create a sort of domino effect where all of a sudden, MARTA is getting small improvements that are extremely local, that are completely ground up and very grassroots, and that make a strong impression to people. When you hear about the MARTA Army, it's something that challenges the preconceived ideas. And that's part of what we're trying to do.
So what does success look like for you, within the next couple of months?
In the next couple of months, we want to be doing operations that improve, like we said, we've been saying that a lot. Some of the new ideas that came up during transportation camp are making bus stops and train stations more than just stations. We want to make them places, not just spaces, right? It's a place where things happen, where a community engages with each other, where events can be done, where art is performed, where the local history of a neighborhood can be explored. We want to do all of these things one by one. We want to make it an integral part of the community. And, you know, doing these things, coming back to the previous question, it can, because MARTA is engaged with the community to that extent, it can actually improve the perception of MARTA itself as something that's disconnected and something that's, you know, unsafe or something, to something that's much more, you feel an ownership, you feel a connection to it because it's connected to your community. It can actually boost its own image.
Well, we'll be interested to see what you come up with next. Simon Barabee and Harsheth JR are from the group MARTA Army. Thanks to you both for being with us. We really appreciate it.
How many people in your MARTA Army?
Well, just in one day, we had 50 people adopt a bus stop.
Okay.
And we're going to have events all over town. If people want to join the MARTA Army, you can go on martaarmy.org, and we have a sign-up sheet, and we'll organize events in your community. And if you want to help us organize these events, just email themartaarmy@gmail.com.
All right. And get some T-shirts, fellas, so we can recognize you guys.
Camouflage, of course, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
Thanks, gentlemen.